A sharp beeping sound cut the air, and Langdon looked up. Kohler reached down into the array of electronics on his wheelchair. He slipped a beeper out of its holder and read the incoming message. Good. That is Leonardo's daughter. Miss Vetra is arriving at the helipad right now. We'll meet her there. I think it best she not come up here and see her father this way. Langdon agreed. It would be a shock no child deserved. I will ask Miss Vetra to explain the project she and her father have been working on, perhaps shedding light on why he was murdered.
You think Vetra's work is why he was killed?
Quite possibly. Leonardo told me he was working on something groundbreaking. That is all he said. He had become very secretive about the project. He had a private lab and demanded seclusion, which I gladly afforded him on account of his brilliance. His work had been consuming huge amounts of electric power lately, but I refrained from questioning him. Kohler rotated toward the study door. There is, however, one more thing you need to know before we leave this flat. Langdon wasn't sure he wanted to hear it. An item was stolen from Vetra by his murderer.
An item?
Follow me. The director propelled his wheelchair back into the fog-filled living room. Langdon followed, not knowing what to expect. Kohler maneuvered to within inches of Vetra's body and stopped. He ushered Langdon to join him. Reluctantly, Langdon came close, bile rising in his throat at the smell of the victim's frozen urine.
Look at his face, Kohler said.
Look at his face, Langdon frowned. I thought you said something was stolen. Hesitantly, Langdon knelt down. He tried to see Vetra's face, but the head was twisted 180 degrees backward, his face pressed into the carpet. Struggling against his handicap, Kohler reached down and carefully twisted Vetra's frozen head. Cracking loudly, the corpse's face rotated into view, contorted in agony. Kohler held it there a moment.
Sweet Jesus! Langdon cried, stumbling back in horror.
Vetra's face was covered in blood. A single hazel eye stared lifelessly back at him. The other socket was tattered and empty.
They stole his eye?